You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. All tobacco products must now be sold in standardised packaging. There's a one-year transitional period for selling existing stock. To discuss this, here are Scott Crosby from Public Health England, Amanda Gaines from Smoke Free Life North Yorkshire, and David Miller from North Yorkshire Trading Standards.
We've had the first packs spotted in the last few weeks, so I've brought one along here. So we've got a pack here which will be a standard size. It's got the horrible images on there. There's obviously a set of images. Those graphic warnings will be on 60% of the pack, but you can't tell what that is. It's got no glitz and glamour. That's how it used to look, and that's how it looks now. But we've only spotted a few, so if people out there spot them, let us know at Breathe2025 or tweet us and let us know when you see them, because we want to kind of track them across the country. So we've only seen a few at the moment, but by next year, 20th of May next year, 100% of tobacco products should be all looking exactly the same, pretty drab and not attractive to our children, which has got to be a good thing.
You mentioned the date then when it all has to be standardised, but if we can start it earlier, it gets the whole ball rolling much earlier, doesn't it?
Well, you know, there's lots of good things that are happening at the moment. Our smoking prevalence, so the number of people, are at a record low. And that's across the country and in Yorkshire and the Humber. So there's never been, since records began, we've got the lowest level now. So we're heading in the right direction. The same with young people, we're at an all-time low. So we've got lots of things really good happening. That there are downsides. You know, this is still, smoking is still the biggest issue that we have in public health. It's still the biggest preventable cause of death. And it's still young people that are uptaking smoking. So, you know, people start, two-thirds of people who start smoking start as kids and young people. They don't start, you don't start as adults. So the more we can do for our young people, the better. But one of the best ways is to, so we don't see people smoking. Young people look to adults as role models, so they see people smoking still and take that up. That's the biggest thing. So the biggest thing that we can do for the young generation and to inspire smoke generation is not that let us see adults smoking. So to quit, that's the best thing that you can do for yourself and for your health of your family.
Yes, and Amanda, from your point of view, having this standardised packaging, it must make the job much easier trying to help people quit if they haven't got that sort of attractive packaging.
Well, part of the thing with the legislation is that it does make it more difficult. You know, the price of tobacco, that the look at the packaging, it makes people less likely to want to smoke. And also with the packaging, with some people, it does put them off. It's pretty hideous looking packaging on the cigarettes. So it's about seizing that moment and working alongside all the campaigns that are going on so that we can be there at the forefront to say, yes, you want to stop smoking now, we're here to help you. And by making our service available in the as many places as we can, in the workplaces, you know, we're looking at taking the van into workplaces so people have those opportunities to do that. Working with the council, looking at workforce strategies so that employers are more up for letting people out in work time to stop smoking, because the effect on productivity is enormous. You know, people going out for cigarette breaks and being off sick. So if we can hook in employers as well, go and visit the employers and saying, we want to support your staff to stop smoking. By doing that, your productivity will increase. We are here to help you. You know, and we are here to help your employers as well. And it is about just being there and about making sure that we are there when people need us. So being as flexible as we can with the service that we provide.
And David, from your point of view, with the standardised packaging, you're already doing work, aren't you, with businesses to encourage them to introduce this?
They have to do it. We're trying to draw their awareness to it sooner rather than later, because we understand the value and the benefits that it's going to bring. So yes, we are visiting a whole host of different retailers to discuss the connotations of what it will entail as to when they should do it. Also to promote different forms of communication, for whether it be the stop smoking services, or about the age verification policy, which I mentioned before, or even just to advise about different aspects and different problems which are currently an issue, such as proxy sales, whereby people over the age of 18 are buying for people under the age of 18. So there's a whole range of issues which we're trying to put across to the retailers so that they have a full understanding as all of the different applications.
And we've obviously talked about the images which are on the new packaging, and they are shocking. Do you think advertising could be more shocking, or do you think we've got the balance right?
Well, I'd like to see more. So we'd really encourage government to provide that mass media, because young people coming up, you know, there's generations coming up year after year. It's, you know, coming through school, and they've got to see the same things that we saw. You can't miss generations. So every time, and we know that they help people quit as well. So they have a double whammy. They stop young people uptaking, and they help people quit. So of course, we'd like to have more kind of mass media campaigns out there. But we've got Stoptober coming up, which is a brilliant opportunity. I've been talking to smokers who are seeing standardised packaging as a real kind of moment where they're going to stop for their friends and family and children. So this is, as Amanda said, like seize this moment that we've got, and you know, that there has never been a better time to quit. So get in touch with Amanda's team. They're a great bunch across North Yorkshire. A really friendly bunch, so, you know, go and seize that moment.
Yes, Amanda, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
You can either phone us on 01609 663023, or you can text QUIT to 6677, or go onto our website, which is smokefreelifenorthyorkshire.co.uk, and there'll be somebody there to help you on your way.
Great. And David, if any businesses want advice ahead of the standard packaging legislation coming into force, how can they get hold of you?
They can call me direct on 01609 534 810.
Great. Okay. So really, everyone can play their part, can't they? Whether it's health professionals, trading standards, the public, obviously everyone can do their bit, can't they, to help people quit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what the Breathe 2025 vision is all about. So if you go on to that website, or just Google Breathe 2025, you pledge to do your bit, whether you're a parent, a teacher, a training standards officer, or a stop smoking service.